Blog Talk Radio.
Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, nothing much, man. You know the deal, man. Knicks, big story here. You know, the Knicks are playing game four, the fourth quarter as we speak. We're going to keep giving updates on that. We're going to lead off with that, give a little updates here and there throughout the this show. Hopefully, Knicks can hold on to this win. Actually, they're trailing 74-73 right now as we speak with 6:33 left.
Yep.
Hopefully, Knicks could win this game. LeBron just missed a free throw, but yeah. As usual, you know, we're going to lead off with a little Knicks. Talk, you know, what's going on in MLB with the Mets and the Yankees. Talk a little bit about Eli Manning's performance at SNL yesterday. Talk a little sports entertainment at the end. And of course, you know, the usual folks. We talk sports entertainment and everything else. Feel free to call if you'd like. 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. Without further ado, let's talk about the Knicks here.
Yep. Well, right now they just tied it. Anthony just scored, so it's a 3-point play. So it looks like Knicks have a chance to go up one here.
Yeah, if they could knock down this free throw. As you all know, folks, Knicks, you know, they lost the first three games. The third game was at the Garden. Knicks was trying to avoid setting a NBA record for losing 13 straight NBA playoff games in a row. They were previously tied with the Grizzlies. I think in the early 2000s, they lost 12 straight games, but unfortunately, Wednesday night was pretty much the same way it's been since 2001. Knicks lost their 13th straight playoff game, and they have the dubious history of being having the worst playoff streak in NBA history.
Yep, certainly.
And now right here, they really need that game Wednesday. I mean, not only would it prevented the history, but also would have kept them alive in this series. Now they just have to try to win this game, just to try to stay in the series, and not avoid being swept, and also snap this playoff losing streak.
Yeah,
but,
man.
They have a tough task.
Yeah, because if they lose today, it's over.
It's literally over. the series is over. As John Sterling says when the Yankees get eliminated, all game over.
Mm-hmm.
The series is over. You know, they're going to stay home.
Well, right now they're trying their best to salvage this game and extend the series and bring it back to Miami. But it's going to be even tougher if they do win and they go back to Miami, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Knicks are trying to be the first NBA team to try to go down 0-3 and win the series, but the odds is definitely not on their side.
Oh, yeah. Definitely against us.
I wish it would happen, but I doubt it. And I'm an optimist when it comes to my teams. It's not going to happen. Hopefully they could win this game, at least.
Hey, you never know, you know? Crazier things have happened.
I know. It's happened in baseball before. It happened one time, you know, Red Sox against the Yankees. It's happened twice in hockey. Hopefully it happens in, basketball in this series, hopefully.
Hopefully, but, you know, when Knicks been playing this series, don't bet on it.
I wouldn't. Dude, I wouldn't bet on them winning this game. I mean, they're playing well. I mean, this is easily the best play game they've had. I mean, Wednesday they came back to the Garden. The first half they played well.
Right.
Quarter, you know, that's when everything fell apart. Both teams weren't shooting well. It was like a typical old school 90s Heat Knicks game.
Yeah, pretty much. Just like the first game.
It was like 50. It was like 50 points. 50. Both teams were scoring like in the low 50s, like halfway into the third quarter. I mean, it was a pretty ugly game. Knicks need that game for historical and for to stay in this playoff push. But unfortunately, they didn't get that game. They're trying to win this game, salvage a game in this series. The big two in Stoudemire and Anthony, they combined for 50 points, 20 of 37 shooting. You know, they've been playing well. They've been playing the way they should have. They needed to play this series.
Yeah. And Stoudemire, he came back today. He has his hand all bandaged up after punching a glass.
Yeah.
And they showed his stitches in it, man. That looks ugly.
I know. His hand has more stitches than a baseball.
Yep.
It's ugly. Knicks are beating by 176-75.
Stoudemire has given us a spark today, though.
He definitely has. Yeah, I guess we're going to get back to the Knicks because we got to touch on some stuff. We'll, of course, give some updates as this game goes along.
Yep.
And what was I going to say? So let's move on to the Mets. Mets, they won the series against the D-backs. They won 2 out of 3. They won the last 2 games. Yesterday, Santana finally won his first game. Went 7 innings by the final score of 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since Torres returned from the DL, he's been hitting, knocking RBIs. And today, R.A. Dickey, he improves to 4-1, pitched 8-plus innings, struck out 4. I think he gave up, like, 3 hits.
Right.
He had a pretty great game, you know. And I'm trying to remember who knocked in the – I can't remember who knocked in the 2 runs in the game. Either was it Tolley or was it Torres? I can't remember. But in any case, you know, a nice win for the Mets. They definitely needed it.
Yeah.
And they win the series against the D-backs after playing horrible against the Astros in their last series against them earlier this week. They got swept three games in Houston, and I don't know if you heard about this, but it's official. Starting next year, the Houston Astros, a team that's been around since I believe 61, 62, they're gonna play their first season as an American League team.
Yeah, I thought it should have been the Brewers that should have been coming back to the American.
I totally agree with you because Brewers, of course, was a former American League team. I mean, they had their best year in '82 as an American League team when
yeah.
they lost to the Cardinals in the NBA Finals. So I
right.
thought if there was a team that they needed to move to the American League to make it even 15-15 instead of 16-14 National League, you know, teams. They should have made the as you just alluded to, it should have been the Brewers.
Yeah.
I'm not in favor with that.
Me either.
And another thing I think is kind of dumb is that they're thinking about making the Subway Series back. They're trying to switch it back to a one series instead of having,
really,
you know, the home and home series, you know, 3 games at Citi Field, 3 games at Yankee Stadium. I mean, that made the MLB a lot of money, you know.
That's really stupid. Really stupid.
I mean, sure, it's not the same since, you know, both teams face each other in 2000. I mean, but, you know, it's still a good series.
Yeah,
it's a
but
lot of money.
I mean, you want the home and home, you know, because if, let's say if one team splits it, you want the other team to at least get redemption and revenge back by
exactly.
splitting their game at home. So
exactly, I agree.
Well, I hope they don't do that, you know.
Yeah, but it looks like they're going to do it. Oh, Bibby's shot got blocked by Chalmers. Knicks are trailing by 179-78.
Yeah.
327 left. But switching gears to the Yankees, man. Here's big news. Here's even bigger news. What was I going to say? Mariano Rivera, he tore his ACL. He's going to be out for the rest of the year, potentially for his career, but Mariano vows to return. Your thoughts?
Yeah, he vows that, you know, he's not going to go down like that. And I hope I hope he can come back, you know, this year. You know, there's a slight chance it's possible, but I have faith in Robertson. I mean, he's been great as a setup man, so I have faith in him that he's gonna be a great closer and be a great replacement for Mariano Rivera. So looking forward to see how he performs in that role. And Soriano, you know, he could also do some part-time closing as well, you know, because, you know, he's
right.
been a closer most of his career.
Right.
So I think Robertson and Soriano will, you know, do well closing for Mariano. But I hope Mariano can come back this season, hopefully.
Yeah, but that's too much to ask for him to come back this year. I mean, that injury, I mean, you're already out, as even for a young person, but for him, expect him to come back and be healthy this year, I mean, that's
yeah.
Very
never know.
Cool thinking.
You never know, though. You never know.
Maybe next year. I mean, most likely next year, you know, he's going to try to come back. Hopefully, he'll be healthy enough, because you don't want to see a guy who played the game well, you know, arguably the greatest closer of all time.
Yeah.
And you don't want to see his career end, like, in a freak injury like that.
Yeah.
You know, a guy like that should be able to go out on his own terms.
Well, I'd say it's a good thing it was his ACL, and it's a good thing it wasn't his arm, anywhere near his arm, because, you know, if it was somewhere in his arm, then I would say, you know, he's not coming back this year. But since it was in his knee, you know, I think there's a slight chance that he might come back. You never know.
Yeah, but I doubt it's going to be this year.
You know, crazier things. We've seen crazier things. Athletes get injured. You know, people have said they're not going to come back, or they're going to be out for a season, and then they're able to come back after an injury, you know, after going through extensive rehab and physical therapy and, you know, training. So you never know, but we'll see what happens. You know.
As evidence with Stoudemire here, he wasn't supposed to play.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's toughing it out. Sure, there was stuff inflicted, you know. He was angry and he lost his control and, you know, pretty much almost cost him this whole series, you know, by him getting hurt. But he's back. He's playing well, and hopefully Knicks can steal this game at home, and hopefully try to just take it one day at a time, and miraculously, maybe, who knows, take this series. But like we alluded to earlier, the odds of that happening is strongly against them, because no team in NBA history has done that. So
yeah, and the Yankees had a good game today. They beat up on the Kansas City Royals 10-4, so they split the series. Robinson Cano, he had a grand slam. I mean, highlighted by a 6-run third inning by the Yankees. Swisher had a home run also. And so the Yankees split the series. Philip Hughes gets the second win of the season. And the Yankees right now, they're 15-13. They're still about 2 or 3 games back of Tampa in the division. So they're trying to climb their way back up. And so it was a good win. Hopefully they can continue and be more consistent, because this last week they've been a little inconsistent. So
it never hurts for Cano to have a grand game.
Yeah. Hopefully this. So he's been a little. He's been struggling a little bit. So hopefully this will help him.
And speaking of a grand performance, your guy Eli Manning, he hosted a Saturday Night Live yesterday, and from the reviews, it looked like he did well. I mean, I saw some of it yesterday. You know, he had some funny skits.
Yeah, I didn't see all of it. I fell asleep like around 12:15 or so. But from what I saw, it was funny. It was the one sketch where he is helping kids who are tormented by their older brothers, you know.
Yeah, the little brothers one, right?
Yeah, the little brothers. So that sketch was funny.
Yeah, that was.
The ad one, when they made him, he was doing an ad for a video game, I think.
Oh, right.
Trying to come
up
with his own move, you know.
Oh, yes, I remember eating the sandwich.
Yeah, that one was funny also, so.
And another one that was funny, when they were making fun of the, you know, the Wall Street thing, and they had that that old reporter, you know, was acting crazy. I don't know if you saw that part.
I don't think I saw that one yet. That's probably right about the time I fell asleep.
And he was hitting Eli with the mic.
Oh yeah, yeah, I did. Occupy Wall Street, right? I did see that one. Yeah, I did see that one. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a good performance. I don't think I saw the Peyton one when he hosted years ago, but
that one was funny also. Yeah,
I heard that one was funny also, but I haven't seen that one, so I'll take everybody's word for that.
Yeah. I guess you could always watch it on
Hulu, I think.
Yeah, Hulu. When it comes when it becomes
knock
available.
It down.
Yeah.
Come on. Oh man.
Yeah. Tie game right now.
Tie game.
Oh.
I believe Amari. Not Amari. What's his name? Carmelo missed a free throw. Stoudemire had the rebound. He was gonna lay it back in, but his shot got blocked and taken away, and then he just scored on this possession. Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
Scored 11 points in this quarter.
Yes.
208 in this. Anthony just scored right here.
Yeah.
So game
well,
time.
Go.
2 minutes.
One game.
Points.
We just need one game. I don't care.
Yeah, we need to win this game. Let's see. The Rangers, the other team in the Garden, the team who has a legitimate shot of winning a championship this year. Oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, Bosch misses it. Rangers, they won a great game the other day to take the 2-1 lead in triple overtime.
Yes.
But unfortunately, yesterday they lost the game. All right. A three-pointer right here.
Bibby.
All right. Bibby. Going old school.
Yep.
Days of his Sacramento Kings days. Nailed the three. Knicks are leading 84-81.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 2 minutes to go. They need to hold on. No doubt about it. Let's see. What else is going on in the world of sports? Let's see. I guess we'll talk about what happened on Extreme Rules.
Oh yeah, and I'm watching. Just turned to see what's going on Raw on Mundo's because I didn't see all of Raw on Monday.
Right. So Extreme Rules, which was the pay-per-view last Sunday for WWE, the main event was John Cena versus Brock Lesnar, which was Brock Lesnar's first match since WrestleMania 20, 2004, against Goldberg, which
mm-hmm.
was also Goldberg's last match also.
Yep.
So they had pretty much an old-school match, which they actually both bled in, which hasn't happened in WWE in a couple of years since, you know, they've been trying to clean it up, making it PG-13, or they made it G-rated before, until The Rock returned last year. You've seen them getting a little more edgier, and they had an epic brawl. I didn't see the match, but the highlights. They had a great match. Another great match they had was Jericho versus CM Punk, the rematch of their WrestleMania 28 match, which CM Punk retained the title again, and now he's gonna face another former Ring of Honor wrestler. Daniel Bryan. Oh, man, the game is tied. The Knicks game.
The LeBron, the son of a gun.
1:16 left. The game's tied. The game four of the Knicks Heat series is now tied up. LeBron James hit a three.
Yo, Melo needs to step up here, yo, for real.
Yeah, they really need to score here, get some stops.
Oh!
I hope that's a good old. Yes. Carmelo Anthony with 40 points. Oh, boy. 54.5 seconds left. Calm down, guys. Calm down. There's 54.5 seconds left in the game. Oh, wow. Carmelo Anthony. And he drained that. He drained that from all the way from Staten Island, man. That was
yeah. From Long Island,
he,
I'm sure.
He didn't even need to take the ferry, man. He's man. Man. Hopefully he can hold on to this lead, man. 3-point lead in NBA, man. It goes away quickly. So, as you could see with the LeBron shot.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can hold on. But let's go back to WWE again quickly. Let's see. Sheamus and Daniel Bryan finally fought, you know, unlike their WrestleMania 18 second match. But of course, Sheamus retained the title.
Yep.
You know, they had a good match from what I read. And now they're moving on. Sheamus is now going to fight Alberto Del Rio and Daniel Bryan. He's going to fight against Carmelo Anthony. Oh, come on, get that ball. Isn't it supposed to be a turnover for anyone? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Backcourt violation. 40.9 second in the game.
Yeah, let's go.
87.
Let's go, niggers. Niggers, boggers.
Knickerbockers. Now they gotta hold on to this lead. 40.9.
Imagine if we win this game and Link comes back and then saves the whole team. Saves us and wins the series.
Like you said, stranger things have happened.
Exactly.
I wouldn't rush Lynn, you know, because, you don't know, I mean, he's hurt. But speaking of Jeremy Lin, there's rumors that, as we've been hearing for the past couple of years, you know, because they have to, they're going to, you know, they're most likely going to use the you know, mid-level exception to sign him. But the problem is that there's rumors that the Knicks are, you know, even though they're interested in re-signing him, but now it looks like they might be trying to go after a guy they've been rumored to trying to get for so many years now, for like 4 years. And, of course, you know who I'm talking about. I won't even give you a clue.
Dwight Howard?
No, a point guard.
Oh, Darren Williams?
No, that's another one. I'll give you a clue, an aging point guard.
Steve Nash?
You got it.
So what are we going to do with Lin?
Maybe they're going to let him go.
That's really stupid if they do that.
Yeah, it would really be dumb because one, Lin is young and he's performing well.
Yeah.
He's great marketable wise. And Steve Nash, he's over the hill. I mean, he's a great player, but I mean, how many years does he have left? 1-2 years left? I mean,
man, I don't think the Knicks are dumb
enough.
Plus,
you don't have D'Antoni. I mean, you know, who was the general of running that, you know, that high octane Western Conference style offense? But right now, it just don't seem like a fit because now they're more of an ISO type team. For three, is he fouled? Okay, he's fouled. All right, come on, knock down these free throws here.
Yeah,
oh,
come on, make
it. He's got to hit these threes, man. He got to make these three free throws. They're 25.9 seconds here. Lee Nixon win this game here. And oh yeah, the other big news is that John Laurinaitis surprised attack John Cena. Oh man. What was I gonna say? Yeah, John Laurinaitis challenged John Cena at Over the Limit. So expect John Cena to win this match, or John Laurinaitis is gonna have something ready. were surprisingly going to go into overtime. This was on are you still here, Mac?
Yeah. Well, we're still up by one.
Yeah. So hopefully we're up by one. We can't throw the ball away. We got to be smart with the ball. We can't throw the ball away. All right, so Stoudemire is fouled. 14.8 left into the ball game. Knicks are trying to avoid not going to overtime or losing this game. And surprisingly, now we have an impromptu little overtime here too.
Yeah.
Stoudemire has 19 points. He is 3-for-5 at the free throw. Knicks are leading by one, 14.8 second left into the game. First free throw is good, 89-87 Knicks.
Yeah, it's up by two now.
And another key to this game, Chandler has been saying a lot of this game because he had five fouls in the third quarter. So, you know, one more foul and Chandler's out of the game. So, trying to,
rest
him up. He misses the second free throw. And he calls timeout. Oh boy. Heat has a chance to tie and win this game. 13.2 left.
Come on, Knicks.
They have to bring Chandler into the game now. If he fouls out, he fouls out. This is for the marbles here for the Knicks.
Oh yeah.
Knicks got to win this game. Let's see. Knicks have one timeout and no fouls to give. And Heat has no more timeouts, but unfortunately they have the ball. So Knicks got to play D here and, you know, somehow get a rebound and, you know, pretty much hold on for this win.
Come on, Knicks. Got some dice in my hand. Come on, Knicks.
I get your bang on the Knicks. 13.2 left, folks. LeBron James has 27 points. Dwayne Wade has 22 points. And on the Knicks side, Knicks have... Carmelo has at least 40 points. Stoudemire has 20, at least 20. So both teams are scoring well. Right now, Knicks got to play defense. And congratulations to Tyson Chandler becoming the first Knick to get the Defensive Player of the Year. So congratulations to him, but he got to play defense here. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Stop the shot. Stop the shot. And the Knicks finally win a game. The playoff streak. Losing 13 games in a row is over.
Finally.
Finally. So with that, folks, the Knicks playoff streak is over. And with that, I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode of Sports Urban Legends. I'm with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, William Ramo. See you guys next week.